At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she heard footsteps that just kept getting louder and louder. But why didn't anyone else hear them too?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Share those real ghost stories with us. You can call them in at 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And then if you want an ad-free version of the show, along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon's with us today.
I sure am. How are things going?
Good. So today I went over to our mother's house, and I was at the stoplight at Central and Mays Road. And I look up, and the car in front of me is just super regular, like a sedan. You know, nothing fancy. Yeah. You know, maybe 4 or 5 year old sedan. And in the back window, they had the Ouija board game, like the Ouija board box and everything. And I'm like,
well,
do you just drive around with the Ouija board? Because it was in the back window.
You just never know when you need to contact some spirits, I guess.
I guess. But I just
got the kids in the
back.
Shut up. You know, shut up, Sally. Grab the Ouija board and ask them to, you know, what we need for lunch or something. I don't know.
Sally, can you please conjure a spirit instead of bothering your brother?
That's right. Who knows?
I sat there and I'm like, looking, because it was funny because I'm looking directly at the Ouija board and not even realizing what I was looking at for a second. And then I'm like, oh, wait, that's a Ouija board.
That's a Ouija board.
In the box and everything. So it's not on the seat. They put it in the window. And I'm like, I have so many questions.
You know where to get the answers.
All of them.
On the Ouija board.
At the risk of conjuring up a spirit.
That's right.
But I'm
I had a little bit of excitement at my house this last couple of days.
With our sister coming over?
Before she got here. Oh, okay, so like 2 days ago, right? I walk into my bedroom and guess what? I had a rearrangement.
Oh, was it a serious rearrangement? This
on
is
my dresser.
On her dresser.
You guys
this
know
is
my famous
ongoing.
Dresser, right? It has 3 pictures on it. It has 2 little remains of dogs, right? I have a little dog coat that my little dog used to wear. It's up there. It's a little bit of a shrine to my dogs. And sure enough, 2 of the pictures and the little dog coat, they were moved way up to the front. And one dog, Rosie, her remains are in one of those stainless steel polished things. So it's real heavy. It was moved over completely to the other side of the dresser. And, weird. You know, one of the other pictures was kind of crooked. So I looked at it and I'm like, okay, this is all rearranged. And no way does that heavy stainless steel little container move on its own. It is impossible, right? And it definitely not as far over as it was. So I moved everything back and, you know, I'm like, whatever. So I brought my sister over who came to see me she came in the bedroom and I said, look, I want to show you something. I said, do you see the dresser? And she goes, yeah. And I said, okay, I walked in yesterday and let me show you what it looked like. And I rearranged the stuff to where it was when she walked in and she goes, that's impossible. I said, I know. And she goes, that can't happen. And so I started doing things like slamming the drawers, moving, you know, doing stuff to it, shaking it, and nothing was moving. Like it's a solid dresser. Like nothing moves on it. We both were messing with it, trying to get stuff to move, and we could not do it.
You think it's your dog? Since you do have dog remains there, like little Rosie, like, hey, still here. Or just maybe. Want you to know that I'm...
I don't know.
I don't like where my remains were, so I'm going to put them here.
She completely moved. Moved to the other side of the dresser.
Because I see animals giving you signs. Like I hear all the time about people feeling their dog jumped up on the bed with them or their cat. Or
right,
like that one time we've when I came that. Home and I found a dog bone in the middle of the kitchen. I don't know where it came from, but he hadn't chewed one like that for a very long time. So I don't know where it came from. Not that it's paranormal, but it was just like a little, hey, that's the way I took it. Mm-hmm. But that's weird that, you know, you would expect a dog toy to be in a different place, you know, something associated with your dog, but moving things around on the dresser
seems
weird.
It's so strange. And it's just that same dresser. And I'd like to know if any of our listeners have what I am now referring to as rearrangements.
Is it just like your basic IKEA dresser? This isn't any place that you got at Steve's Haunted House of Antiques.
No, this I really got this at IKEA. I did get it at IKEA. But it is super solid. Like we were pulling drawers open and slamming them shut, just trying to see if we could get stuff to jiggle up that move like that. But it has to move 10, 12 inches. And then other things on the dresser don't move at all.
Or they're moving the opposite direction. So it's not like something got tilted and everything moved that way.
Yeah, like I've had the pictures turn completely around to face the wall, to turn 180 degrees. I've had that. Like it's just it doesn't make sense. I don't understand why it's, and that's the only place I notice that happening in the house. I don't see any rearrangements anywhere else. You know, maybe it's got something to do with my dogs because their remains are on the dresser.
I this might sound weird. I have animal remains kind of all over my house. I got two in this room with me. I've got four.
One
more,
out in the living room. You know.
Three in the living room. I've got one in my bedroom. And the thing is, they bring me comfort. Other people might find that creepy. Although I think that as a group of people right now, you know, listening and us, we're all people who would be the people who don't find that creepy.
But I don't know, because Rosie's, you know, are in one of those heavy duty stainless steel polished things.
I'm going to make you a jingle. I'm going to have Tony make you a jingle. And it's going to be rearrangements. Boom, 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 boom.
Okay.
Boom, 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 boom.
I like that. But I think we call it rearrangements. That's what I think we call it because that's what it is.
Things are being rearranged.
But I'd like to know if I'm the only one or are there other people out there that have like a certain thing, you know, dresser or shelf or something that you come home. And the things are moved around, like in ways they can't be moved around.
And on a consistent basis. It's not like you have rearrangements going on in the rest of your house.
No.
But you sure do there on a weekly basis, I would say. Almost.
I do, yeah.
Hmm.
Rearrangements. So it's very strange. It's like somebody's trying to get my attention or just to remind me they're here, you know, or something. I don't know. I can't explain it.
But
it is in the same vicinity. Like, it's right beside the place where I've seen the man standing twice. So it is known to be a little bit of a haunted area of my house. So that's going on. And please let me know that I'm not the only one.
I would love to hear more stories about that. Because there's got to be other people that's like,
I know, that's what I think too.
How many times I put that picture back.
I am not the only one. Yeah, I know there's other people that are having the same problem. Let me know. I would love to hear your stories about having.
And then the rest of us are cat people. So the rest of us,
that's true.
Who might have arrangements, a lot of us, rearrangements, excuse me. Since we're cat people, it just gets blamed on cats. We don't even realize it's paranormal.
That's absolutely true.
So if you don't have cats at home and you experience rearrangements, please let us know. You can write in anytime at realghoststoriesonline.com or call us at 855-853-4802. And now to our first story of the day.
Okay.
It says, hi, I'm Chloe, and I love your podcast. I love Harper, I love Tony, and I love everyone else on the show. But anyways, I have a few stories I would love to share with you. The first one was when I was in the third grade, I woke up in the middle of the night having the chills and the sudden urge to get up and check my blinds. And so me being the weird child I was, I listened to this feeling. I got up, I opened the blinds, and there I stood in shock to what I was seeing there. I stood looking at two beady red eyes staring right back at me. That would scare the crap out of me. That's interesting that it's in third grade, because when it says I woke up having the chills, and I'm like, oh, poor kid, sick. And then the sudden urge to go get up and check my blinds.
You know, I never have an urge to check my blinds for that exact reason.
It takes a lot of nerve for me to open the window and look outside at night.
Me too. Me too. You know, because that exact reason, I am afraid I'm going to see two red beady eyes.
So hopefully, Chloe, that could, I'm not dismissing the paranormal activity or anything like that. But what I'm saying is, Chloe, if it happens again, stay in bed. Because then the red beady eyes can stay out there and you never even knew that they were out there.
That's it. That's it.
And she says, I brushed it off as, oh, it must have glared off of something. And I started to look around wondering it could have glared off of. But I kept looking around and I found nothing. And my brain went straight to, this is not normal at all. I shut my blinds, got back into my bed, and I ended up going back to sleep. And you're right, that was not normal at all. My next story starts when I was about 11, so a couple years later, after witnessing the red beady eyes. This story is about how I heard footsteps. I was again sleeping, and I was then awakened to hear footsteps in the attic. I went out into the hallway, where I looked up, and there was the entrance to the attic. I then brushed it off as maybe it's just the house cooling off, but then it got louder and louder, and I was wondering why no one else in the house was reacting to this. I was very confused, so I brushed it off again, but it kept getting louder and louder. At this point, I was really paranoid, so I then knocked on the walls, but yet I heard the same knocks coming from the other side of the house. Oh my God. So there's something, if I ever hear anything like that, I'm not knocking on the walls just because of this.
Yeah.
I've learned a lesson. I was then at this point horrified, so I quickly got into my bed where I felt safe. But then it came closer and closer to my room. And so I put the covers over my head and I closed my eyes. And mind you, the whole house was dead asleep. So at this point, it's about 2:30 a.m. Then I started hearing footsteps coming closer and closer and louder towards my room. I then started to hear heavy breathing coming from above my bed. Now, this is the next part I could not do. I don't understand it at all, and you won't either.
Okay.
I slowly took the covers off.
Who does that?
I know. Chloe did.
Chloe.
I slowly took the covers off, and there was this female-looking shadow figure. And then it just goes on. It has now been 4 years since that happened, and I still see and hear the shadow figure woman. At one point, she whispered in my ear, "Turn the page. Please let me know what you think that means. I love your podcast. I'd love to hear this on the air." So one thing, the last thing I could have done was let any little finger or toe come out of the covers. After that's going on, I can't.
No.
But it's interesting. Fact, so there was a female-looking shadow figure. It's now been 4 years since this happened. I still see and hear the shadow figure. Which is interesting.
The turn the page. That
just makes me think of Bob Seger because he's got that Turn the Page song.
True. There was the Bob Seger
but
song.
But Turn the Page maybe is that moving on?
Yeah.
Are you supposed to
go a different direction, do something new, you know, leave
rearrange
something behind?
Your bedroom. I don't know how Chloe, how old. Well, if it says it started when it was 11, so maybe she's 15, 16 now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I would think turn the page means go to the next thing. Because maybe she's stuck and she doesn't know what to do, or she's thinking about making a choice but hasn't done it.
Mm-hmm.
It very much feels
think,
like part of a tarot card reading.
Somebody who is there as some sort of spirit guide or protector of Chloe, or because it's, I mean, she doesn't seem super scared of it right now. Did you think?
No, but the first time, yeah, that was
oh
dramatic.
Yeah, the first time, yes. And then the time when she's hearing the footsteps and it gets louder and things, you know, yes. But more recently, you know, is she afraid
and
of
it doesn't
it?
Say that. So okay, Chloe, we got questions.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd like to know, has she just accepted this shadow person? Because it just says it's been 4 years. So is this like still
like
traumatizing her?
Is it just an occasional thing? You know, I mean, is it happening daily? Is it, you know, I'm curious to how much this is going on in your life.
And so we just need a little bit
if
more
you, if you feel threatened by it, or if you feel like it's there, because, you know, sometimes I have a voice that will say something to me and I'll hear something, but I have always felt like that voice is kind of a guide or a protect, you know, somebody that's helping me. And I'm wondering if she feels that way about it.
That's how I feel about the turn the page message, that it sounds to me like they're trying to help you to move forward. Like,
yeah,
leave that behind, turn the page, moving forward. So I don't know if there's some other things going on in her life that might be traumatizing. And maybe the shadow person isn't traumatizing anymore. So I just have a few more questions. Personally, I think turn the page sounds like kind of a positive, let's move on sort of thing.
Yeah, that's what I think too. Hmm. So, I, you know, yeah. But Chloe, if you feel like it, write back with that, just a little bit more information. I'd like to know how you're doing with it. You know,
because if I've been having a shadow person, shadow woman person following me for 4 years, or is it constant? Is it like occasionally?
Yeah, is it okay? Like, I want to know that you're okay.
Yeah, right? I just don't like that. And do you need to talk to someone about that?
Yeah, or do you feel like a comfort? You know, that's all. I just want to make sure you're okay, Chloe. That's all.
So let us know. We'd appreciate that. The next story says, I'm fairly new to your show, but I have become hooked and have been binge listening for a few weeks now. I keep thinking I really should send you one of my stories, so I finally decided to do so. I've got lots of stories, but this one should whet your supernatural appetites. That just made me laugh, and I don't know why.
They have really set us up here.
I think I'm good at
big. We've got big expectations.
I think
for this
now. Episode should be named "Whetting Your Supernatural Appetites." This event happened about 10 years ago while I was living in my previous home. For information's sake, I live in England, and the home I lived in at the time was a fairly new three-story block of flats in my local town. One thing I distinctly remember about the property is how empty it felt when I moved in, as I had come from a home which had a number of spirits, and I could tell very quickly this flat had absolutely none. That in itself was a rather strange feeling for me. That's so interesting, because you and I are like that, like you just feel it. And then I would be like, yes, like when I moved into this house, yes, I'm not feeling anything. But it's interesting because it's like, it's kind of a little like, oh, it's empty here. However, I was soon to find out that just because it was spook-free when I moved in didn't mean that it would remain that way. Over the years, I experienced a number of different spirits passing through the property. This story is about one such spirit, which proved to be a very negative experience indeed. As was often the case at the time, my girlfriend was staying at my place. In those days, she practically lived there with me. On this particular night, she had decided to go to bed ahead of me, while I stayed up, watched some TV, and generally kept myself amused. After a while, I turned the TV off and sat quietly reading on the sofa. By this time, it was well past midnight, at least. While I sat there, I suddenly got the feeling that something was not quite right, as if there was something off, and though I couldn't quite put my finger on what it was, the feeling was so strong that I couldn't ignore it. So I sat in the silence for about 5 or 10 minutes trying to work out what was up. Suddenly, the door to the front room burst open as my terrified girlfriend came running into the room, leapt onto the sofa next to me, and cuddled into me. I comforted her and asked her what was wrong, but she was so shaken that it took her several minutes before she was able to tell me. She told me that when she went to bed, she had decided to sleep on the sofa bed in the bedroom. This was common for us to do, as my proper bed had a creaky metal frame, which was very noisy and needed replacing. Being on the sofa bed meant sleeping at floor level, but it was very comfortable. She said that she was asleep on the sofa bed and suddenly awoke to see me standing over her to one side of the foot of the bed. She said that I was just staring at her and she couldn't work out what I wanted. She sat up in bed, about to talk to me, but as she did, this figure of me stepped backwards into the wardrobe and disappeared. At that point, she had freaked out and ran through to the real me in the front room. I tried to reassure her that everything was okay and that she was safe, but she was still very scared, and so I said I would go to the bedroom to check it out. She didn't want to be on her own, so she came with me. I didn't mention the feelings I was having, as I didn't want to scare her more. So I went through to the bedroom to investigate. I turned the light on and looked around while my girlfriend stood in the doorway watching. At one point, I went to the wardrobe to have a look there. It was one of those wardrobes with sliding doors, one of which had been left open. She said that it was into there that the figure of me had stepped, so I looked, pushed the clothes aside, and found nothing. However, as I was investigating the wardrobe, I lightly knocked a coat hanger that was hanging on the handle of the wardrobe, causing it to swing and scrape the door. At this time, my girlfriend freaked out again, shouting, "What was that noise?" Which, that would so be me. I told her that it was just the coat hanger moving, at which point she said that she had heard the exact same sound when the figure stepped backwards into the wardrobe. Half of the coat hanger was jutting out across the open part of the wardrobe, so if there had been a figure and it had stepped back into the wardrobe, it actually made sense that it would have had to knock or move the coat hanger in doing so. I tried again to make my girlfriend feel better, saying there was nothing in the room now, and I suggested that we go back to the front room. We went back and sat down on the sofa. I held her in the silence for a while. Though I was trying to make her feel better, I could feel that whatever this was still there. It was at that point that things turned really distinctly bad.
Oh, What?
I know. As from one corner of the room, there came what I can only describe as the most menacing laughter I've ever heard in my life. It was loud, deep, and utterly unmistakable. I didn't say anything, hoping that maybe it was just me who heard it, but it took only a few seconds before my girlfriend asked, "Did you hear that?" To which I replied, "That laughter?" And she cried, "Yes," in a panicked voice. At that point, there was no denying that we had both heard the same thing. That laughter? And though we sat in silence for about 5 more minutes, I could feel that this wasn't over. I knew it was still there and it was not finished with us yet. That would be the most horrible feeling ever. What? I would be like, "I got a car, let's go."
That's what not funny. Not funny, ghost. I don't know what you're laughing at, but none of this is funny.
And you and your menacing laughter. And it's after midnight. Then after a few minutes, I began to feel the heaviness of the presence around me, all about my head and shoulders. I then felt my throat moving and distorting inside as if something was trying to manipulate it. Oh my God. I quickly realized that this thing was trying to work through me, and it was a horrible feeling.
Oh.
I had no choice but to run out of the room, shouting for the thing to get off of me as I forced it off. Through sheer will, I freed myself from it and regained myself. I made it very clear I was not going to put up with that kind of shit and that it wasn't welcome in my home. Thankfully, I think it realized that we weren't going to be the easy pickings it hoped for. Either way, I felt it leave, though it didn't go far. I became very aware that it moved down into the flat below mine, and for the next couple of weeks, those neighbors kept having the massive arguments, shouting at each other, slamming doors, and throwing things. I believe that the negative spirit was affecting them. Unfortunately, they were the kinds of people that I would say were prone to being thusly swayed, as the way they lived was not particularly positive in the first place. Eventually, there was a small fire in their flat, and they were forced to move out for a time while their flat was repaired and redecorated. It was about that time that, to my perception, the negative spirit left. I'm not saying that it was responsible for the fire, though I can't rule that out. However, I suspect that it probably left because the people were no longer there. It didn't return when they did, and though their lifestyle continued to be quite negative, they no longer argued as they had while the spirit was there. To this day, it was one of the most negative spirits I have ever encountered. I don't use the word demon, as I know many of your listeners would, as that concept just isn't part of my spiritual world view. To me, there are positive spiritual beings, negative spiritual beings, and everything in between. This particular entity was very negative. Thank you for reading my story. I hope I get to hear it on the show if you're interested. I have plenty more that I can share. I bet he does too.
Yeah.
You guys are fantastic. I enjoy the show. Best wishes. Sweet dreams, Ruben. Okay, that's just creepy. That whole thing about the throat.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, and,
okay, I got a question for you. Okay, so he felt like it was not haunted when he moved in.
Correct.
So this thing just showed up.
It could have been like a little traveler thing. Or maybe there could have been something he brought home with him at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe.
Or she did.
Or she did. Or, you know, you are living in apartments with other people. You know, maybe somebody else brought something home. Maybe the people in the flat downstairs were doing whatever negative things they did. I'm assuming drugs. I don't know what for sure they were doing. But maybe they were into Ouija boards and stuff. Maybe they brought it in. And then it went upstairs because it's like, these people are crazy. Went upstairs. I'm going to haunt somebody else. Didn't realize that Reuben would be so strong.
Well, he said he had lived in places.
Yeah, he definitely
knew.
That
was haunted, right?
Yeah.
That were haunted previously.
Mm-hmm.
And You know, when the house I'm living in now, when I first came to look at it and everything, it just felt like a 1960s ranch house to me.
I didn't
feel anything in here. But then, you know, I'm not here very long and things begin to happen. I blame it on me. I don't blame it on this house. I don't think there was an honest God, I don't think there was anything in this house. So the question is, did he bring something with him when he came? And because he'd lived in haunted places before.
I think if there could have been something in the building, somebody else brought something in the building, that he's the guy who's going to pick up on it.
Where he goes, they go.
Possibly, because they can get through to him.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
and
damn.
He seems to have other stories too, right?
He said he's got lots of them. He said he'd always lived
in houses. I think Ruben needs
to
write us back and tell us more stories so that we can even kind of come up with a bigger plan here and idea about what's going on.
I'm telling you, with what Ruben was dealing with there, I got no expertise.
No, I got no expertise.
I got nothing. I'm like, get in your car and go someplace.
Yeah, I got nothing for you when they get inside your body.
But it's interesting, he said that he had come from a home which had a number of spirits, could tell very quickly this flat had absolutely none, which was a strange feeling for him.
Exactly. And that's why I'm saying, did he bring something along with him?
But he said, over the years, I experienced a number of different spirits passing through the property. And you hear that a lot. It's not something that's just there all the time. Like, what do people say with... You know, like on the Grave Talks interviews, people will have a place that's really haunted, and they say that there'll be just totally new energies, or they'll pick up on totally new names and things of people that have never...
Interesting.
Yeah, so kind of just makes me think maybe that place is kind of like that.
Could be, definitely.
Or the bad neighbors were devil worshippers. Maybe that's what they're into.
Well, that there always is that. That's some, you got people doing the voodoo witchcraft shit, and there you have it.
So if you're doing voodoo witchcraft shit, stop it!
That's right.
That's our advice. Just stop so people like Ruben can live in peace. Well, if you want an ad-free version of the show, you'll get advanced episodes and access to the archive. You can become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12.
Go to K12.com/podcast to enroll today. Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.